Going on 23. This Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the ladies going down in the wood, Hollywood on this Friday.
Yeah. Trending now.
Well, I'm sure right now everyone's talking about this big Mike Tyson fight.
Uh-oh, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson that's coming to Texas.
AT&T Stadium, what's up?
Yeah, that is what is up. He's going to be fighting what they call annoying YouTuber Jake Paul. It's going down this summer, July 20th, AT&T Stadium. Just like you said, Leo, the fight will air live on Netflix.
This is crazy. And this is more of a just, I don't know if it's an event, spectacle, what's going down.
Yeah, seriously, because a lot of people, you know, the news dropped yesterday and, you know, over the afternoon, evening, people were like, are you kidding me? The age difference between these two alone, good grief.
What, he's 27, Mike is 58?
Yeah, Mike will be 58 when he steps in the ring. And yeah, I mean, almost 30-year difference here. It's like insanity. But yeah, they say there's no official word how much Tyson and Paul are making. And that for me was like, oh yeah, it's definitely going to be a moneymaker.
Oh, that's what it's all about. Let's be real. They're going to be making some cash.
Yeah, big time. And Netflix is probably like, hey, we'll pay you. It's all good. Jeez. Just go ahead and stream it on our streaming service.
The fact that it's just going to be on Netflix that night. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool, that's, you know?
Really cool. But Mike says, I'm very much looking forward to stepping into the ring with Jake. He's grown significantly as a boxer over the years. So it'll be a lot of fun to see what, you know, the will and ambition of a kid can do with the experience and aptitude of a goat. Oh!
You know, you just wonder how real it's going to be, though, and how much really they're going to be putting into it. Like, I hope they go full force, and I hope Mike does, too. But yeah, at this point, you just kind of wonder if it's just more of a, you know,
exhibition,
yeah,
or just something.
I'm not sure.
Just a moneymaker. And a lot of people, you know, are saying, though, don't count Jake Paul out, because I'm like, are you kidding me, Jake Paul? Give me a break. But a lot of people are saying, no, he, like, took some time off, went and got real serious, and went off to another country or something and studied, did his thing, boxing, and he takes it very seriously. So, I mean, I don't know. Depends on who or what you believe. But yeah, this is going to be an event for sure.
Hey, and it's here in Texas. So what's up?
Hey, that is what's up.
What is it, this summer?
It's this summer. Yeah, July the 20th is when this is all going down.
All right. Get your tickets.
Thank you.
Trending now.
She's back. Ariana Grande officially released her 7th studio album last night, Eternal Sunshine.
Wow.
It's her first album in over 3 years.
I didn't realize it had been that long since the pandemic, I guess, huh?
Yeah. The new album, whose title is inspired by the 2004 film Eternal Sunshine of, yes, The Spotless Mind.
Right. That's the Jim Carrey movie, huh?
It features 13 tracks co-produced by Grande and Max Martin. And she's got a lot going on. And last night, she dropped the entire album.
Wow.
Hey, it dropped
last night.
Let's hear some clips real quick. I think that's called I Don't Want to Break Up Again. We can't be friends.
This is a true story.
Oh, I heard this one. I like this one. We're going to play this one later. The Boy Is Mine. There you go. Wow.
Okay.
I don't know. There's sort of a... There's sort of a sultry kind of calmness.
Yeah, she's got such a sweet, soft sound.
And maybe that's where the Eternal Sunshine theme is coming in, but I feel like these are more laid back.
Yeah. I definitely like, I mean, just the few tracks we heard right there. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's typical Ariana Grande, which we love.
Yeah. Don't want her to stray from that. Soothing voice. Hello.
Yeah.
So there you go. She dropped the entire tracks last night. You can catch them on all over the place. We're going to play some throughout the morning. 13 tracks, and she's back. And she's back on TV, right, this weekend?
Yes, she's going to be the musical guest tomorrow night on Saturday Night Live. You can check her out.
Bam, there it is. What you want?
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go. And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway 03.
Yeah, he's going viral, Rebecca.
Oh, who's doing it? Who?
This little piggy pig.
Oh,
he's a little piggy pig.
Hey, little piggly wiggly.
Hey, little pig. A Wisconsin family found an escaped pig roaming around their yard and were able to walk him back home a mile away to his owner, who was out of town.
Wow.
And, the story went viral and people were like, aw, just kind of feeling good for the pig.
Yeah, seriously. Yes. He was escorted back home?
Yes, and you're going to love the pig's name.
What?
It was, or it is, Kevin Bacon.
Shut up!
Hey, with emphasis on the bacon.
Thank you. Kevin
Wow,
bacon.
Yes. It's crazy. And here is Jake talking about meeting the pig named Kevin Bacon and getting him back to his home.
I'm watching TV and my wife comes in the room and says, Jake, I think there's a pig on our driveway camera. And I'm like, are you serious? That's definitely my pig. He's a big black pig. I said, yeah. He's like, yeah, his name is Kevin Bacon. And he's actually a little lonely, so he's probably just looking for company. They all wanted to adopt him immediately. And I said, we don't have a place to put a 450-pound pig, but they fell in love with him right away.
Oh. Wow, he's a mere 450 pounds.
He's huge.
Ooh, that is a slab of bacon.
But there he goes back home. They walk him there, and Kevin Bacon is good to go.
I'm glad. He's back home where he belongs.
That's it. I want some breakfast.
Thank you. Why are you making us all gray?
Just saying.
No, Leo.
No, Kevin Bacon.
No bacon in your burrito this morning.
Kevin Bacon is good and all is well, and that's the way you kick off the weekend,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
We got you. Your morning drive with Leo and Rebecca. Yeah. B93.
Hola, it's Godman, and though I've never really been a dental assistant, I do like the idea of being able to make fun of people with bad teeth.
When I signed the paperwork, they said it was going to be...
This really isn't going to hold up in a court of law.
What?
Because they're going to make you sit under oath, and you're going to have to tell the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth.
What?
That's next on your world's famous Godmans.
This loca. Don't give a damn. That's right. Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Godman, and I'm calling with Dr. office. May I please speak to
Hi.
This is a courtesy call regarding the tooth implant that you received from the doctor 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, it shows here that you have an outstanding balance that you haven't paid yet for that implant.
No, I'm part of a payment plan.
Ma'am, you've had that tooth for 2 years in your head, and we ain't seen much bread.
What?
Is there any way that you can pay a little more every month towards your implant?
Wait, I mean, when I signed the paperwork, they said it was going to be...
I understand, but
so
you signed, when you signed the paperwork, you were all looped up on medication, so this really isn't going to hold up in a court of law.
What? No, I was not looped up. I did it before the procedure.
And you don't want this to go to court, ma'am, because they're going to make you sit under oath, and you're going to have to tell the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth.
What? You sound ridiculous.
How would you have sounded if you were missing a tooth? Pretty ridiculous, too, wouldn't it?
Hello?
Hola, this is Garvin from Dr. T's office. I believe we were disconnected.
Yeah, we were disconnected because I disconnected us. I hung
Excuse
up on you
me.
Because I'm not talking
listen,
to you anymore.
Listen, I spoke to the doctor.
You know what? How about I speak to the doctor?
And he would just like it if you brought the tooth back, okay?
Oh, really?
Yes, and unscrew it and just send it in the mail, okay?
I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the doctor.
No, he don't want to see you face to face because of your breath.
Hand the phone over to the doctor. Why don't you just do that?
He doesn't want to talk to you. He still has nightmares of when you were in his chair breathing
in
his face.
Give the phone to the doctor. Oh, my God.
Well, give us our tooth back, and then we'll talk.
I'm going to knock all your teeth out.
Too late, because I got more bridges in my mouth than Portland.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
It's a geographical insult. because there's a lot of bridges in Portland, and I have a lot of bridges in my mouth because I only got two of my real teeth left.
Sounds about right. You know what? Meth is a hell of a drug. I can tell.
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
It's my birthday. Yeah, come on now. What is my birthday? Yeah. Big birthday shouts on this Friday. Friday, what is it, March the 8th? Who's having a big old birthday? Time for the B93 birthday.
Holla!
You better holla at somebody.
All right, we holla in this morning at Sebastian Origin. That's who's got a birthday. Turning 11 years old today, and his family that loves him very, very much wishes him a very happy birthday and hopes he has a wonderful day.
Very Sebastian, nice. Awesome.
Make it a good one. Today is also my brother-in-law's birthday, Robert. Telling you right now, the best brother-in-law a girl could have.
Oh.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love you, Rob. Have a great birthday today.
All right, celebrity-wise, who's having a birthday? Kat Von D, 42 years old today.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
She's really turned her life around doing her thing. She's a mama.
No, mad.
Awesome for her.
James Van Der Beek is 47 years old. Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
Back in the day.
How old did you say?
47.
Wow, I thought he'd be like the Saved by the Bell cast, like 50 plus.
Right. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 48 years old today.
Same for him.
Yeah. He's still with Sarah, yeah?
Yeah, he and Sarah Michelle Gellar still going strong, have a couple of kids together.
Not mad at that. So, yeah, those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday.
Big birthday to you. Right. Happy birthday.
Shall we spin the morning game, Will?
Let's do it.
All right, let's spin it here.
Let's go, let's go. All right, it's spinning. It is spinning on this Friday morning. And what is the wheel landing on this morning?
90s or 2K on this Flashback Friday.
Perfect.
All right, you want to win, you want to play. All you got to do is dial it up at 563.
Double 93.
Up for grabs, some dominoes. It's Friday. Shake your booty. Hey, B93, good morning.
Morning, morning.
Morning, morning.
Hey, hey, what's your name? Who is this?
This is Brian.
Brian. All right, Brian, are you feeling good on this Friday?
Friday, Friday. Friday.
Yes.
He's like, I'm not quite as awake as you two this morning.
But okay.
But life is still good.
All
happy
right.
To be alive.
Well, you know it's a Flashback Friday on B93. We play 90s and 2K all day. So we're going to do 90s or 2K. We're going to do TV shows. We're going to name some. You tell us whether you think the show came from the 90s or from the 2000s, okay?
Cool.
All right, here we go. First show up for grabs, The O.C., The O.C.
Oh, wow.
And we ain't talking about Odessa College. The O.C. Is this the 90s or 2K?
That's 90s.
90s.
He says it's 90s, Leo. Would Brian be correct?
You know, I felt it was the 90s, too. It's not. It's the 2K.
2000s. Wasn't it fairly early 2000s?
2003.
Yes.
What the heck?
I didn't even watch it, and I knew that.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew a lot of people that were huge fans of the show.
Right, right. All right, we roll on. We roll on. 90s or 2K? Nip Tuck. Nip Tuck.
Man, I've never heard of none of these shows.
Are you serious?
He's like, I don't know.
Hey, Leo and I watched this for several seasons.
I'm trying to remember if I watched it in the 90s or 2K. What do you think, Nip Tuck?
If you and Leo watched it, it's 90s.
He's like, it's probably the 70s.
Slow your roll. Slow your roll. I kind of felt like you were going to throw 80s out there, Brian, trying to call us out.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Nip Tuck is 2003. It's the 2K.
Yes, Nip Tuck was a good one.
That's crazy. All right, 90s or 2K? The Sopranos.
Man, I'm going to go for 3 for 3. If I'm wrong, or well, 90s.
90s, yes, it was 90s.
Whoa! Oh!
Late 90s, very late 90s. It kind of went into the 2Ks, but, you know, still.
Gosh, and another super popular one back in the day.
And final one, here we go. ER. Is that the 90s or 2K?
Yeah, I'm going to go 90s again.
Wow, you were 90s full force this morning. And yes, 1994.
In this case, you're right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That is so crazy.
The ER was, is that where George Clooney?
Yeah.
He did, he was on there?
He came to be like huge.
Wow.
Anyways, you did well. You got yourself some Domino's pizza.
Way to go, Brian.
Congratulations on this Flashback Friday. And tell us what station just hooked it up.
B93. Wake up.
Yeah, going on 23. This is Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Rolling with the crew. B93.